what Colton Mack has in store. Sandpoint's done a great job on this road trip. Starting out, we have Anthony Webster, Ryder Gunnarsson, Carl Smith, Joseph Ortega, and Colton Mack. There's a first. Oh! A long tray. Good for three by Anthony Webster. And here we go. I think we're going to have a little full-court man-to-man coming our way here, too, for Sandpoint. Nothing tight, tight pressure. Oh, getting into the lane. Driving up and in, 13. Puts one up and down. Garrett Fortune, he's a real fast player. You got to keep two eyes on him. Fulton's a quick one, too. So he takes up fast into the lane. Finds Anthony again for three, but that one won't go down. Rebound goes to number 22, John Streff. And fast move by Fortune. He takes up again on the right-hand side. No good. Great defense by Colton there, keeping the body on him. Joseph Ortega at the rebound. He sees Carl going fast. Carl's able to get the pass off a tip-off. 22 guys, hands on, picks it up, but Carl brings it down, puts it in. Good for two. 2-5 now, score. Sandpoint up by three. Oh, a missed pass. Almost gets knocked away. They haven't gotten past the half-court line, but here's Fortune. He'll do it now. Drives into a lane, pulls back, though, and sends it outside of the perimeter, where Tommy Tran will slow down the pace. Now with the ball at 22, Streff moving it around. Tran's going to drive in the lane this time, putting it up, and nice floating shot from about 10 feet out. Good for two. Sandpoint up by one. Joseph moving quick. Defense gets back in time, though. Sandpoint with the ball, finding Anthony for three, fakes the shot, pumps into the two-point territory, takes a shot from about 2 feet out inside from the perimeter. That one going off the top of the rim. Rebound by Lumen Christie, and Tommy Tran's going to do a nice over-the-head pass to Fortune, who will drive up, put a jumper out from about 12 feet. That one not going in. Sandpoint getting the rebound and moving quick with the ball. Joseph drives fast. Oh, a clean deflection by Tommy Tran. Joseph kind of hesitated, seeing him coming, gave him the time to close the distance. So with that rebound, Lumen Christie will have another look at the ball and a chance for the lead. Tommy Tran moving quickly. His pass to Streff almost goes off his hands now, bounce, but he's able to pull it back in. Oh, and that one is going to go out bounds. Fortune was right near the half-court line. He does a hard lob over to 30. That's Novacheski. Going to go off his fingers now bounds. Sandpoint will have the ball and a chance to extend their lead. They're up by one, 5-4, with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Ortega wide open for three, off the top of the rim, bounces around and goes up. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie. Tran with the ball now. He's past the half-court line, drives up, puts a floating jumper. Up and good off the free throw line. And with that, Lumen Christie takes the lead 6-5. 5:07 on the clock here in the first. Anthony Webster gets a pass from Colton. Flares in motion. Ryder going to the baseline, gets on an outside perimeter, but a quick swing isn't going unnoticed. Tommy Tran moves quickly and puts the pressure on. Sandpoint moving the ball out. Good moving the ball on the perimeter right now. Colton drives in, puts up a shot. Oh, off the back of the iron. Rebound going to Ryder. Oh, a lean back, put back. That one's about 10 feet out, and he was just leaning right back into it. Puts up and in. 7-6 now. Sandpoint up by one. Ooh. Ortega with a foul as Fortune was moving real fast. Joseph trying to get in front of him, but he puts the body check on. First foul of the game. Colton just about 1 inch too much with his shot so far this year, trying to get that tight scope in for a shooting. Good man-to-man making it hard, so they send it way out to the half-court line where Novakowski will drive up into the lane all the way up the left-hand side, up and in. And Coach Tony Sargent's going to take a quick 30-second timeout and talk to his boys about getting this game kicked into high gear. I did talk to the boys before the game, and everyone's pretty much tired and tuckered out from a long road trip. This is their final game here in the road system, and they fly out to Bristol Bay, where they'll be at the Battle of the Bay coming up here very soon. As soon as you know what kind of coverage we will have, we'll let you know. You'll be the second to know. But we'll get as many games as humanly possible. There's that quick 30-second timeout. A chance just to tell his boys, move in there, keep the energy high, keep the pressure hot. Hard way to start, though. They're doing a great job. They're only down by one. 4:30 to go here. Colton Mack moving real quick with the ball. He's in the best shape of his life. He's just been training like crazy, ready for this moment in his senior year. Oh, and there's a high pass by Ryder Gunnarsson. It's going to be over in the back, though. Yep. It was a high pass by Ryder just off the fingers of Colton. Over onto the opposite side of the court. That's an over and back. Picked up now by Jeff Fortune. He's going to throw it in. Here we go. Over to Streff. He's wide open on the perimeter. He could line up for a shot. Doesn't take it. Carl meets him out there on the three-point line. Fortune with the ball. Driving up the left-hand side. He hesitated for about 3 seconds. Saw the lane, moved in, but pulls back out and sends it to Tran. Tran gets the screen. Lubitschke, who just checked in for the Christy Archangels. Lubitschke now, big player underneath. Powers up, doesn't get it in, though. Good defense by Ryder and Joseph, putting the hand at same point, gets the rebound. Colton driving in. Pulls over to Anthony Ocean for three. It's just a little off. Oh, went into the rim and pulled back out. Fast rebound, fast transition. Joseph gets it for a fortune this time. Blocking. Oh, he was trying. Oh, man, that's just so heartbreaking because Joseph got right in front of him, almost planted, but, man, his feet just, like, shuffled a little bit. He was trying to dance. And so, yeah, he kind of twisted his ankles up a little bit trying to stop. So Joseph's going to sit down. In will come. In's going to come Jesse Starn coming in for Joseph. Apparently he was coming in for Ryder originally. Now it's Joseph. So on the floor, we've got Anthony, Carl, Colton, Ryder, and Jesse Starnes. Colton's going to go to the line for two. First attempt doesn't go down. On the floor, we've got Alex. Ooh, rebound. That's number 11. Ryder Gunnarsson trying to get the board. Kim's out. Throwing underneath their own basket for Lumen Christy Archangels with 3:35 to go. And oh, but Jesse Starnes moving quick. Gets the poke out. Nice behind the back dribble. Keep it alive. That time it does get poked out, but he recovers again. Finds Colton. Colton Mack gets up. Drives in the lane. Nice floating jumper. Just a little short this time. Last touch by Sam Point. Good job leading the team by Colton Mack right now. 1 point between these two teams. Lumen Christy up by one. All right. Lubitschke throws at the left hand side. Good post jumper, no good. Colton Mack gets the rebound. He's waiting for him. Decides to take it in. Hesitates to get that to Ryder. Carl for a long shot for three of the rim. Oh, Tommy Tran's moving real fast. Carl is right in front of him. Oh, put the pressure. Missing the layup. Soaring takedown by Jeff Forte. 10-7 now. Lumen Christy takes the lead. Pulls the net. Brian Hansen, three. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. In the game up. 10-10. Fortune with the ball now. Good job breaking the momentum there as Lumen Christy was getting pretty excited. Tran for three now on the wide open pass. Ooh, his own version of the squish as he brings it in. 13-10 now. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Colton Mack finds Jesse. Jesse on the baseline. Sends it back to Colton real quick. Carl now on the top of the printer. Over to Anthony. Another long shot for three. Up the back iron. Rebound goes to Colton Mack, though. And Colton's going to bring it back outside and settle things down. He sees Ryder. He's going to take a three-pointer. Oh! Drains it. Oh, my goodness. 13 up top now. Just coming back and forth. Under two to go in the first quarter. Soft pass to Lubitschke. He's able to drive inside. Way to seal the deal. And here we go. Full time out call this time by Toby Sargent. As he really wants to see his boys taking off with this game. So he's seeing some things that he doesn't want. 10 points running in the game. But right now, this time, King Cove was building a lead pretty quickly against him and Christy. So some things that these guys can be doing, you know, offensively, I think, defensively is probably where he's probably concerned because really get in there. Sandpoint's a really strong defensive team. You got to have lots of energy to play defense, so we'll see what differences they make here. Just making sure that the middle is closed off. If you spread out the defense, the Archangels are doing a good job moving the offense around, spreading out the D, and looking for the opportunity and taking them when they can, and then putting the ball into the basket. Both teams are good job, though. Point trails just right now. They're creating a tie with the lead. The standpoint comes out to the floor off of full timeout, looking to bring some heat to the game. All right, here we go. The ball in the hands of...
All right, guys, we figured that out, and here is Austin back with the basketball game.
Yes, we are back in action. Sorry about that. A little bit of technical difficulty on the equipment here, but we are underway, about to go underway with the second quarter, and a lot of fast back-and-back action, but it didn't produce much on the board. Lou and Chrissy up by one, 19-18, with 8 minutes on the clock. There we go. Throwing. Jesse Sarnes is on the ground right now, or on the bench right now, as Ryder Gunnarsson comes back in to take his place. Anthony Webster, also Joseph Ortega, Carl Smith, and Colton Mack on the floor. Tight defense here. That's what we were looking for all night. Given the hard time, Novacheski gets the ball, but he's got a two-man trip on him, so they bring it inside. Good job bringing it over to number 21, who puts it up for a shot. No good. Colton Mack with a fast rebound. He's looking for an opportunity to take it up to the right. Moves it all the way. Passes it out to Carl, who takes a jump from 10 feet out. No good. Carl fights hard for the rebound. Oh, and they're going to call that a little bit of a reaching foul as Carl Smith tried to get the ball back. He was in the midst of it. Sean Nagel, a captain, with the ball, putting it, giving a hard time as he tried to get the rebound back. All right, in the game we go. Tommy Tran with the ball, met at the half-court line by Colton Mack, and here's a bit more of an intense man-to-man defense coming from Sam Point. Sam Point playing a strong defense throughout the year. Oh, shot for three, almost goes down. Rebound goes to Colton Mack, and Colton's driving really quick with the ball down to the baseline. Let the players catch him. Oh, pass to Carl, just goes through his hands. He finds Joseph, though. Joseph will take it. Take it on the sideline. Finds Anthony for three at the top of the perimeter. Bounces over the top of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Goes to Ryder, who throws it in, but it goes right into the hand of Nagel's hand. And Nagel's is going to get the ball in for Lumen Christie. 6:45 to go here. Sam Point still trailing by just one. All right, Tommy Tran moves in, but pops it back out to the perimeter where his shot's taken for a long distance two. No good. Attempt there by Jeff Fortune. Colton Mack with the ball, moving quickly, driving the baseline. He's going to put a floating shot up and in. Good for two in the lead. 20-19 now, 6:30 to go here in the first half. Fortune has the ball now for Lumen Christie. He's met at the half-court line by Colton. All right, Fortune. Man, they're going to send like a 2-3 zone kind of, like a shifting man-to-man formation for Sam Point. Shot up by Lumen Christie, no good. Sam Point got the rebound. Colton pulls it for a long shot for three. Oh, just at the back of the rim. And Fortune flies high and trying to pop the ball back in, but it's not going to go. Rebound, or throw it underneath their own basket for Sam Point. All right. Colton Mack's going to throw it in right now. They stack up into the pile. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. And then taking a quick second for 23 to tie his shoes. That's John Streff. Or Troy Bernard. And I'll tell you, Trey Bernard, this young man, kept them really in it when they played against King Cove. He had three back-to-back threes that really brought in some energy. Tip up to Carl off the pile, goes up. Oh, just around the top of the rim and out. Bernard gets a rebound. And here comes Lumen Christie with the ball. They're down by one. The score is 20-19. Oh, the ball gets thrown away, picked up into the hands of Sam Point. Down the sideline, Joseph Ortega gets it with a quick in-the-air pass over to Colton. Back to Joseph, driving the baseline with a behind-the-back pass. Gets out to Ryder Gunnarsson on the top of the key. Joseph will look for it at 3 points. Oh, good line, but just off to the side just a little bit. Colton Mack on the rebound. Put back good. 22-19 now the score with 5:30 to go here. Oh, man. And great job there by Fortune catching Sam Point watching as he moves on the transition real fast. 22-21 now. Sam Point up by one. Oh, Tommy Tran, good stakeout right there by Colton Mack drawing the foul. Just pump faked and forced Tommy to hesitate, and then he drives in, forcing the blocking foul. All right, Colton throws it in off of his own player, throws it in off of Tommy Tran and gets the ball right back. I mean, Tran wasn't watching, he just throws it in on him and takes the ball back. That's crazy. All right, Anthony takes left, goes right, hook up a jumper, good for two, just drained it. 24-21 now. I can't get past with Colton, but throw it in off of Tommy. That was unbelievable. All right. Going over now to Bernard. Bernard looked at the long shot for three, decides no go, gets Novakowski. Novakowski drives it in, gets the ball poked out. Colton moving real quick. He's got a couple defenders in front of him, so he'll pull back, let his team catch up, cross the post to Carl, jumper from the right hand side. And white ball right there, foul. Or no, it's going to be blue ball. Pushing by number 21, that's Sean Nagel. All right. Throw in underneath the basket for Sam Points. Carl looked at it for three on the baseline. In and out, up high, rebound, goes to Werner, and he finds Fortune. Fortune is a fast runner. He moves the transition super quick, but good defense by... All right, ball now in the hands of... Oh, a poke-out steal by Carl Smith. Gets it to Colton, who finds Joseph running fast. Oh, good defense by Tran. Fortune, bad. Man, too easy. Put up right there by Sam Point. Both go over the top of the rim. And we're going to have a timeout called by Lumen Christie as they get the possession and put the timeout in. But that had to have been frustrating as those two easy shots just rolled over the top of the rim for both Joseph and Carl. But good job by Sam Point keeping the energy high, getting their defense game honed in a little bit more, and only up by five now, 26-21. But Sam Point looking to lengthen this lead here as they come out of this timeout. We're under 4 minutes to go here in the first half, live in Lumen Christie, just off of Jewel Lake in the beautiful Anchorage Bowl. Great Sam Point action basketball right now. We had a great ladies game a few minutes ago where Sam Point came out with a win. It was an awesome showdown, but Sam Point did a good job coming in strong. Jesse Sarns looking to check back in, but he's not going to, but he's ready and ready to go. To the top of the key, to Ryder. Colton gets back outside to the three-point line, fakes it, doesn't go in, takes it to the right, finds Ryder Gunderson. Ryder back to Colton now, and man, good defense there off of a swinging 2-3 zone. Oh, nothing but net by Anthony Webster. That's just, I mean, literally to the bottom of the net. 29-21 now, and same thing that happened with King Cove. Oh, Fortune turns around as a little 180. Oh, a little spin jumper puts it up and in, 29-23. All right, Colton Mack with the ball to the top of the key, finds Joseph. He's way outside, so he'll keep the ball in play, taking over to the top. Colton Mack pulls up his dribble, takes a well-defended shot for 3 points off the back of the iron. And... it's going to be a foul on Carl Schmidt, kind of an over-the-back on number 33 who just checked in. That's Mark Loeffler. Loeffler, a big player for Lumen Christie. He was going into the board. 3:08 now on the clock. Sam Point up by six. Here we go. Tommy Tran swings it over to left-hand side. Werner for three. Drains it. 29-26 now is the score. You got to watch out for Werner. That guy was on fire for 3 points. Anthony Webster on the baseline. Calls it in for long two. No good. But a good reach in there by Ryder Gunnarsson. Almost touched the ball away, but a loose pass goes to Colton. Colton almost has it snatched it away, but Carl Smith's right there to pick it back up. Oh, driving the baseline. Runs into too much traffic. The ball flies wild, and someone needs to slow the point pace down this game a little bit. Sam Point up by three. 2:30 to go here in the game. Bernard swings up the left-hand side, and he's got two-man trapped, sends it over to Loeffler, now to Tran. Swinging all the way around to the right-hand side. On the opposite side, Fortune pulls up for a long jumper for two, no good. Put back by Werner, just rolls off the top, and there's a second attempt for Lumen Christie. It's going to make it a one-point game, 29-28 now. Sam Point up by one. 2:03 on the clock here in the first half. They find Joseph Ortega. Joseph now on top of the key, and they're going to take their time, let the play set up, looking for moving the players. They find Ryder at the top of the free throw line. He puts up a shot. No good, but saving. A big save there by Colton. Mack throws the ball in on the save right to Carl, who has it. Open shot. Nice and in. Good for two. 31-28 now. Lumen Christie with the ball and 90 seconds on the clock. A screen not taken. They pass the ball instead over to Werner for three. It's a little hard. Over the top of the rim. Anthony Webster knows he did it. He accidentally just touched the ball as it was going out of bounds. And there we go. So with 1:20 on the clock, throwing in underneath their own basket. And Tommy Tran's going to sit down, and we're going to have Luke Morrell come in. I believe both these gentlemen are Filipino players. They play real fast basketball. Okay, ball in the hands now of Lumen Christie. Lumen Christie on the right-hand side. Fortune is a fast handler, but he's got two-man trapped and forces a throwaway. Joseph Ortega with the ball. He's going to slow it down now. Oh, but finds Carl, who drives in fast. He saw a lane, just ran in there to take it. It rolls over the top, though, as he puts it to jumper. Bolton finding his shot now. Gets it for a little 180 fadeaway. That one's good for two. 33-28 now. Here's Morrell passing it into Loeffler. Back to the outside perimeter. Oh, the ball is tipped up and stolen by Sandpoint. Bolton's breaking fast. It's just a little too hard. He's able to save it. Throws it right in, though, to 21. Sean Nagel. Oh, man. Here's Fortune moving quick. Oh, Carl with an ultra-clean deflection. It just releases from Fortune's hand, and Carl just gets in there and knocks it out of bounds. 39 seconds to go in the half. 33-28. Good fast-paced basketball here. All right, throwing it in underneath his own basket. Fortune looking for help. Almost runs out of time. There's a high pass to the half-court line where Morrell will bring it down. All right, Morrell, 34 seconds. Takes a quick look at the clock. Figures out what's going on. They're going to pass it way outside near the half-court line. Looking for an opening. Tipped out by Colton Mack, so it's going to go out of bounds. Sideline throw-in for Sandpoint. And a little bit of a reset here for both teams as Sandpoint's trying to put the pressure on. They're going to let him bring it into the half-court line. Sandpoint. I'm not sure if it's a 2-1-2 zone. It's kind of what the formation is. Yeah, they shift around. It feels like a 2-1-2. I'm kind of on the ground level, so it's hard to tell exactly what it is. Oh, thrown in. It was a tight pinch there. Trap was thrown on the corner. They were looking for help. Throw to number 33, Mark Loeffler, but just goes right off of his foot out of bounds. So Colton Mack will throw it in for Sandpoint. And he's got 6 seconds on the clock to get one last shot in. He's got Ortega. He'll pull up for the jumper. Nothing but net. And where we go, Sandpoint will go ahead and take a 7-point lead going into the second half. The score is 35-28. Great job by Sandpoint controlling the second quarter, extending their lead, and doing a wonderful job here as they play against Lumen Christian.
All right, guys. Here's Austin with the rest of the basketball game.
Yeah, thank you, Marissa. We are about to get our way here. It's a nice, balmy 28 degrees in Anchorage, up from the negative 23 when we first started this road trip, so it's nice to see things turn around here. And the game's even hotter inside as we come into a 7-point game. Sandpoint up by 35-28, and they have possession as we begin the third quarter. An attempt there by Carl inside the post doesn't go down, but Colton Mack's going to get the rebound, and he'll have, oh, JoJo on the outside, but man, good job. Feeding it down to the baseline with Jesse Starnes back in the game will take a shot, but it's deflected. Number 22 got his hand all over it and sends it in the hands of Lumen Christian. But snatched away by Colton, who's got a fast breaking layup. Good on the right hand side. Oh, quick transition, though. Sandpoint's got to get back on this transition game right now. They left Tommy Tran wide open on the baseline for three. That's what happened when we leave Tommy Tran open on the baseline for three. It goes in. 37-31 now is the score. All right. Ryder checking in now. Going to be on the sub for the next time around. Moving the ball over to Jesse. Jesse Starnes now to the top. Colton takes right, takes it to Carl Smith, who puts up a jumper on the top of the free throw line. No good. Jesse on the rebound, put back. Carl on the rebound, put back. Jesse on the rebound. And sending it out of bounds, the ball almost hits the referee as Fortune does like a volleyball hit and it flies straight at the referee. Ooh, Starnes kind of still feeling a little bit of a first quarter ball that he has. So he's going to come sit back down. Ryder's going to come in. They throw the ball in down the sideline. Sandpoint with the ball and a 6-point lead. Joseph from way downtown, wide open on the far right side. No good. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie. Oh, the ball is almost thrown away. Fortunately, Novakovsky was able to stay and move forward to get the ball as it was rolling towards him. So Lumen Christie keeps possession. Ryder trying to poke it out. He does. Colton's there to pick it up, and there he goes. Runs, gets past one. Make that two defenders. Now passing it down to Joseph, who's just breaking right into the basket. Beautifully done. 39-31 now. 6:17 to go. Sandpoint doing a good job controlling the show here. And they're actually going to step into a 2-3 zone, not 2-1-2 like it looks like. Shot goes up by Lebecki, who's in the game now. Chiabaca. Oh! Long cross-court pass to Joseph gets picked up by Fortune. That kid is just all sorts of fast. And Ryder's going to put a hand on him as he goes for the layup, and that will be a foul, sending Fortune to the line for two opportunities. Second foul by Ryder. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Man, I am curious about Fortune's cross-country performance because this kid is quick. His first attempt's going to bounce off the back iron. And Novakovsky's going to sit down, and in will come Captain Sean Nagel. Right. Fortune for a second chance. Gets the ball. Lines it up. Puts it up, and it goes over the top of the rim. Rebound over now to Colton Max. Colton driving up the baseline. He's going to drive up and pass it back out after the great play. He just throws the baseline. The defense collapses, and he shoots it right back out to the perimeter to Carl Smith. Carl Smith drains it from the post, and that's a 10-point lead now, 41-31. Standpoint ahead. 5:34 on the clock here in the third quarter. They get it down to Chiabaki, who tries to muscle his way around, but Carl does a good job keeping a stiff hand right in front of him. Oh, and the second attempt rebound just goes to Sam Point, but Tommy Tran is a quick steal. Oh, Joseph Ortega comes right up fast behind him and almost snatches away, but Luma Christie is able to control the ball. And we're going to have a timeout here. Timeout here by a little bit of talk as Tommy Tran gets a takes a 3-point shot after the whistle. Goes in, though. Okay, 5:14 on the clock here. Sam Point slowly growing their lead now. They're up by 10, 41-31. Looking for an opportunity to really take this game and start running away with it. We'll see what they can do here. They've done a great job, but Lumen Christie's been nipping at their heels the entire time or leading. But Sam Point was able to recover, put a little bit more energy into their offense, into defense, I should say, and had a little bit more on the sort of shots going back down. The standpoint right here, doing a good job, about to close out their road trip here on the road system and head over to Bristol Bay, where we are really excited to see what those games look like. We know that Standpoint and King Cove are going to go into both those games highly competitive. On the floor right now, for Lumen Christie, number 22, John Streff, number 13, Jarrett Fortune, also number 10, Tommy Fan, number 21, Sean Nagel, and 40, Chiabuka Lebecki. For Standpoint, we've got Joseph, Anthony, also Carl, Colton, and Ryder. 5 on the clock here. Lumen Christie has the ball. They're moving on the outside perimeter, looking for an opportunity to have an opening on the bottom post. They see Lebecki. Lebecki drives in but loses the ball, keeps his dribble on his knees, though, gets back up and puts up the shot. No good, but good attempt there. Sam Point getting the rebound. All right, here we go. Colton Mack with the ball. Swings it over. Carl from the... Oh, it's deflected, though, as Carl puts the jumper up. Number 22 moves real quick there. John Streff. Colton with a steal. Finds Ryder. Teleports it down there to him. Laser fast. He puts up an end. Here's Fortune going on the fast transition. Good job for Ryder Gunnarsson being there. Colton with the steal. Colton's defensive game has been out of control this season so far. Fortune drives up into it. Oh, and tries to put the ball up and runs into a little too much defense, so he throws the ball behind him trying to find the player. It goes down off the foot of number 40, Chiabuka Lebecki, and out of bounds. So Sam Point with the ball here. They've got 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they're up by 12. Colton Mack on the far left-hand side will swing it back up to the top of the key. Now they're going all the way right here. Ryder Gunnarsson at the corner. Swinging back all around. Colton likes the lane he sees, so he takes it, drives up. A floating shot from the baseline. Oh, just a little over the top. No good, but Carl pokes his hand in there, trying to muscle his way in for the ball. Can't quite get his hand on it as it goes out of bounds. So it'll be last touch by him. And Carl will sit down, and Wolf comes in. Wolf Jackson in for the Eagles. Things are going to get real exciting here. Always a great player to watch. Tommy Tran with the ball, drives in, passes into the paint where 22 takes the shot. That's John Streff. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Joseph Ortega. 3:33 to go here in the third. Colton again gets a pass and a fast drive into the baseline. He'll pass it outside to Anthony. Good job making the defense. Leave the perimeter. Go to him. Anthony for three. No good. Just at the top of the rim, but good job. I was wondering what Colton was doing there, but he was getting the defense to collapse inside the perimeter, leaving open for three. All right, nice two-man trap. Forces a turnover as the pass is just uncatchable. Sam Point gets it. Oh, a sideline pass to Ryder. Just goes hard off his hands and swings perpendicular out of bounds. Last touch by Lumen Christie. So Sam Point's going to throw in. 22 is going to sit down John Streff, and here comes number 30, the starter, Joseph Novakovsky. Colton throws it into Joseph, and he'll quickly find Colton again. Mack down to the baseline. Colton had a shot for three, didn't like it, pulls back, and sends it over to Anthony. Just pin now in the corner of the left-hand side. Ryder on the far baseline, gets it, puts it up. Oh, down and up again. Oh, but Colton just steals the ball right out of his hand. That kid is so fast. Nice fadeaway jumper, just like they do at the pros. Up and in, good for two. But Fortune on that fast transition beats the defense. And there's a foul. Ryder just falling right over top of him. He was in the air. And Fortune does a good job just getting slightly underneath him, having him fall in. So with 2:32 to go here, it's going to be 45-31. Sandpoint up by 14. Ryder sitting down, and in will come Jesse Starnes, feeling good again. Hasn't had a lot of play time. Fast release there by 21, who got the throw in from the baseline. Sean Nagel. It's no good, though. Came a little short of the rim. And Colton's going to take a look from long downtown. Doesn't go in. Jesse saves us. Oh, full extension. Attempts to save it, but he touches the baseline. Poor Jesse has not had a lot of playing time this game, so he gets in there and giving it his all as he comes in fresh off the bench. 2:16 here to go in the third quarter. Game point up by 14. Look at the cross-court pass. Saw the defense transition, so instead he puts up to the top of the half-court line. This is Lumen Christie with possession. Tommy Tran now up now to Fortune. Fortune, the fast player with the legs, moves back over to the left-hand side, and they're keeping the pressure tight. They got a man on him, so Tommy Tran's got to move forward. He swings over to the far right-hand side where Burnett's going to take a shot for three. No good. Anthony positions himself well for that rebound, brings it down quick to Colton Mack, who drives real fast. Past Tommy Tran with great handles. Puts it up high off the backboard, though, but the rebound goes into the hands of Anthony Webster, who's open for three. Oh, just over the top. Fortune moving fast. Joseph was getting himself right in front of his position. And that's going to be Wolf Jackson, I think, who did a little bit of a body check. Yeah, I saw it right here. Wolf comes up behind him and just puts a little bit of a body check on him, slows down his pace. Three team fouls for Sandpoint in this quarter. 90 seconds on the clock here in the third. They're going to send it way far out. Jesse almost tips it away, but it's no good as Tommy Tran starts hopping his way into the paint. He gets released of the ball before the travel is called, but it goes out of bounds on the sideline. So Sandpoint will take possession here with just a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. All right, shot fired. Nothing but net from way downtown by Anthony Webster. We haven't heard from him in a couple minutes, so nice to see a three-point from him. 48-31 now, and Sandpoint defense is just shutting down Lumen Christie and opening up opportunities. That's going to be over and back. Oh, no. Fortune with a soaring save. Gets it back into a Lumen Christie player, but the shot by Tommy Tran from the three-point line is going to go off the top of the backboard. Lumen Christie gets the rebound again, though, so they're going to get one more chance. Tran drives into a bunch of traffic, gets the ball stripped from his hand. Colton takes the pass, makes Fortune swing over, takes the layup instead. So 50-31 here. About to have a 20-point game as we go into the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Fortune has the ball now, and he's going to wait. Cross the court pass to Novakowski. Novakowski has Anthony Webster all over him, forcing the ball off the foot of Anthony Webster. And it was dribbled off the foot of Anthony. It goes out of bounds. Lumen Christie's going to throw it in underneath their own basket. All right. Throw in. Novakowski gets it. Fires one off. Good for three. 50 now to 34. Sandpoint leads by 16. Colton Mack moves real quick. Feeds it to Anthony. He's wide open for three. It's going to be off the front of the rim, over the top of the backboard, and out of bounds. 11 seconds. Lumen Christie's going to have one quick chance here to get a couple points on the board. Let's see what they can do. Tommy Tran gets the ball on the throw-in. He's met by Colton at the mid-court line. He's looking for an opportunity. Oh, good poke out, though. Gets the ball back in the hands of Sandpoint. Joseph for take it with the steal. Colton fakes out. Fakes out Fortune, who goes flying over the top of him. Colton puts up the layup at the buzzer. It just comes short. All right, great job by Sandpoint, lengthening their lead here as we go into the fourth and final quarter. We want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors who make these games possible. Thank you to the City of Sandpoint, also the Shoeing Corporation, the Aleutians East Borough. We want to thank the King Cove Corporation and the City of King Cove, also the Aleut Corporation, Tel Alaska, GCI, and Penn Air, all wonderful sponsors of KSCP. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you for listening here and being a member. If you're not, please become a member. We'd love to have your support. Call in to the radio station. Go to our website, apradio.org. We've got tons of great stuff on the web. All the games from the last 4 or 5 years, plus news, newscasts and community updates. Very great place. Lots of news about the Aleutian Boothboro. So as we go in here, the two teams break as we go into the fourth and final quarter. Don't count Lumen Christi out yet. They're only down by 16. Actually, with a change in the board, they're now up 133-50. Not sure what changed. But there was a... They're taking... So, now they're going to take a couple minutes to fix the scoreboard. It was 34, now it's 133. We're going to try a pass. It didn't go quite high, but here we go. Colton gets a call from Uncle Monty to no more missing layups. All right, we've got a great showing here by Sandpoint, and even some love from King Cove that came out tonight to support the Eagles at Sandpoint. Having a bit of a trouble getting the score back here. It's taking a few minutes. But, as we come to the floor here, Colton, Jesse, Anthony, Joseph, and Wolf come back onto the floor. We got 30 Novakowski for the Archangels. Number 33 checking in now, Mark Loeffler. Also 23, Trey Bernard, who got the game rolling against King Cove when they first played here with three back-to-back three-pointers. So watch out for that guy. Jeff Fortune in, as always, and then subbing in for Tommy Tran, we have Luke Morrell. Morrell and Tran here into a ponytail at the... They're taking it down one at a time instead of just... So instead of plugging it in with one quick number change, they're slowly one at a time moving it down. Wow. All right, they have it now. It's 33-50. That's 1 point off. Maybe they were just they had given 1 point extra over to Lumen Christi, so they had to make the correction. It took a little while, but here we go. Back underway for the fourth quarter. Lumen Christi will have the ball, and they're down by 17. They've got some ground to make up. They could do it. Trey Bruner, who's second of the game now, we know that he can throw down the supporters. Good fast transition on the 2-3 zone, though, making it hard for them to find the opportunity to penetrate down below. Oh, they find Novacek wide open on the baseline, though, so he'll fire one off for two. That's about 5 feet off the board, but no good. Joseph Tagan will bring down the rebound and take it up court himself. Anthony gets a pass from Colton. Center steps inside, but takes it back outside the perimeter, puts it to three. Wolf Jackson gets the ball. And, man, just fought hard for that one. I think they call that a jump ball. Yeah, it's going to be a jump ball. Possession for Sam Points. Good effort by Wolf Jackson. Oh, Joseph is wide open for three. Rolls all the way down, comes back up, and then goes down one more time. 53 now, 20-point game. Sam Point starting to run away with it. All right, ball is in the hands of Lumen Christi. They take it down. Oh, good job. But Jesse's running in there, stealing the ball, throwing it out, getting it over to Colton. Colton chases it down. Pulls up for a quick, short jumper. Oh, just goes off the top of the roof for Colton. And here we are now, Novakowski moving in fast. Oh, but the ball gets stripped out right from behind him. And it's going to be snatched up by Jesse, who's got Colton breaking. Oh, my goodness. Colton break on the right-hand side. And as Colton goes up for the layup, it completely flies out of his hands. It's kind of a sweaty fingers type thing. 53-33, 6:44 to go here in the game. Colton Mack puts back in the defense now as Lumen Christi moves the ball over to the post. They've got Loeffler, sends it back out to the perimeter, and then move it around the top, back to the half court, the free throw line. And just quick move of the ball, looking for an open 3-point. 23, Bernard will fire one off real quick. It goes off the top of the rim, and Anthony Webster's going to run the ball up for Sam Point. He throws the pass away, though, picked off by Bernard, and he's moving the ball real fast, loses it. Picked up, though, by Morrell, who will fire off a shot for two. No good. Rebound goes over to, Jesse Starnes. Man, what a crazy fight for the ball. Fortune's able to get his hands back on it and move real quick over. It bounced off his face and back into his hands. Oh, travel there. Bernard with the stutter step. And 20 minutes left. We got Greenier checking in. Randy Samuelson. I understand now why he gets the love. It was because of King Cove that they're giving him the shout out. He's a son of King Cove. Okay, here we go now into the game. Kicked out by Fortune. Colton was bouncing the pass into Carl Smith. It goes off of Fortune's foot, and now it's 5:50 to go here. 33-53. Standpoint up by 20. Good pass around. Leaves Joseph wide open on the 3-point line, right on the baseline. No good. Colton has an easy rebound. Takes it back outside and puts his attempt for a three up. No good. Loeffler fights for the rebound, gets his hand on it, but Colton with his long arms just reaches in and takes it. Finishes the job from the baseline, drives in for a nice 2-foot layup. 55-33. Good job by Colton. All right, now Lumen Christie with the ball. And Sales is going to take a shot for three. Off the glass. Oh, no. Rebound now goes, though, to number 30, Novakowski. He puts up an attempt. That Loeffler, his shot doesn't go in, but Loeffler is flying in there to get it. His toes are just scraping along the baseline as he falls forward, so he throws it behind him. It goes out of bounds in the sidelines. All right, now we have Ryder Gunderson coming in for Anthony Webster. Ryder will throw it into Colton, and Joseph will now get the ball. Pastor Colton is going to take a shot from the top of the free throw line. No good, but Ryder Gunderson puts the rebound and the foot back, counted in, and we're starting to see an emptying of the bench here as a whole new cast and crew comes in for Lumen Christie. They got 5 minutes, so I see lots of starters on there. That's going to be a quick timeout. Coach not even getting up. I think that's Toby Sargent, but I don't see Coach even getting off the bench for Lumen Christie at this point. The game is just starting to disintegrate on him. 25 is going to check in here for the first time. He looks really excited. Nathan Goodwin, freshman. He looks ecstatic to be in the game, though. They all put their hands in there. And they call 1-2-3 hustle, and that's what they're going to need here to get things underway. As Lumen Christie just easy offensive rebounds for Standpoint. They're just running away, getting rebounds, putbacks, steals, and all sorts of stuff to extend their lead. I think Lumen Christie's kind of ran out of steam a little bit here. Tommy Tran checks back in, 21 on the floor as well. Sean Nagel, Becky in on the bottom post, and he's a senior. They take a jumper from there, number 22, John Strepp, doesn't go in, but LeBecky gets the ball and puts one back. Good for two, 57-35 now. Standpoint gets the ball, and Colton's going to break real fast to the left. Pulls up for a floating jumper from the free throw line. Oh, just off by a hair. Picked up by LeBecky, and here he goes, finding Tommy Tran, who will run the ball up the sideline. Oh, no look pass to LeBecky, who was just a hair short of the ball. It's going to go out of bounds on the baseline, and Standpoint's going to move off the Tran here as they throw the ball in from the baseline. On the clock here in the game, Standpoint with a nice, comfortable 22-point lead. Colton gets a pass, set up for 3 points. Oh, it had a beautiful arc just off by a small margin. Bounces high. Jesse saves the ball. It goes in the hands of number 21. That's Sean Nagel. He hesitates. Jesse puts a hand in his face. But a couple quick passes of the ball gets it into play again. And there's Lumen Christie with a 2-point play. They're now trailing by 20. All right, here we go. Standpoint with the ball. A no-look pass to Colton gives a wide-open Joseph to take a chance for three. And counts the basket. He's going to the... And it's a foul on number 10, Tommy Tran. And it's going to put Joseph Ortega to the line for one. I think Tommy just kind of like came in trying to box out a little too much. Something to affect. Referee came over to explain it. Joseph misses the layup, but saved by Jesse Starnes. Oh, over to Colton. Real fast moving the ball there, but the shot's deflected by number 22. Ryder gets the ball back to the and puts it in. Grip to 62-37. Standpoint working to make this a 30-point lead here against Lumen. 3:15 to go here in the game. There's that no-look pass again. This time, LeBecky knows it's coming. He gets it. A nice little post-up super from about 5 feet out. Puts it up and in. 3 minutes to go. Colton, man, breaks the ankles of 21. Gets right past him. Sets up Joseph for a wide-open three. That one's off the front of the iron. Ryder with a pickup. His putback, though, is a bit far off. And this time, Nagel's going to get the rebound for Lumen Christie. And he'll quickly find Thomas Tran. Tran with the ball. Back to Lebecki. It worked one time, and it's going to work another time. And there we'll have another timeout this time. Full timeout called by Lumen Christie. And I know the coach does not want to count his boys out yet, but with 2:44 to go here and trailing by 21 points, it's going to be very difficult. So two back-to-back in the end there. Top player, without any doubt. Such a real quick runner. See what he can do here. Maybe they found a rotation here or a lineup that's going to work really well for them. Same point, just needs to hang on here, extend their lead if they can, keep things going the way they've been going, and they'll be able to run out the last 3 minutes with no problem. Three team fouls, which can be quite a few fouls before they get into bonus territory if they want to play the foul game. So Lumen Christie's going to have to think about that. And here we go. Sam Point breaks away from that one-minute foul. We're coming into the final few minutes here of this game. Lumen Christie in Anchorage, Alaska. Wonderful game against Sam Point. Trying to get a straight sweep here of the road system game. And they're going to have to square off against their friends over in King Cove. And they get to Bristol Bay, and that's going to be some real exciting action there. A high pass almost gets snatched away, but that's a foul by Lebecki. Now, just a little too late trying to steal pass from Joseph Ortega, but can't quite reach in there in time. 62-41 score. Sam Point still up. All right, they get it over to Colton Mack now. He picks up a screen from Ryder, breaks in, looking for a chance, finds one from the baseline, just a little short, picked up by Lebecki. Tommy Tran gets a pass now, and he's moving real fast. He's got Jeff Fortune coming up on his left, or his right, finds Fortune, takes a shot, it comes up short of the rim. 2:19 to go. Lumen Christie with another attempt here. Oh, beating the defense, but missing the easy rebound layup. The ball, though, stolen back by Lumen Christie, though, so they'll get a third attempt here. Oh, and Jesse comes in there, and that's going to put a chance for two from the line for Chiabeka Lebecki. As he gets a little contact there from 23, Carl Smith, with his first foul of the game. 2:06 on the clock. Lebecki here for his first of two. Oh, it just goes over onto the top of the rim and falls off the side. Abraham Bravo will be subbing in right now for Jesse Starnes. As we enter the final minutes of the game here, Lebecki will get his second attempt. All right, he pulls it up, puts it up. Oh, man, he just willed it to go down as he stared the basket. All right, and there we go. Underway here into the final 2 minutes. Colton with a nice behind-the-back break to the right. Gets past the defense, drives the baseline, takes it all the way in, but sends it to the outside for Carl Smith. Oh, but the ball is deflected by Fortune. It was a pass by Carl into the middle. Oh, Joseph drains it, putting up left and way downtown. 2 now. Same point up by 23. Tran passes into Lebecki. Nice drop step into the paint, but a hand by Carl makes it go back outside. Ryder deflects it, tries to get it, but goes out of bounds on the sideline. Good hustle by Ryder Gunderson, though. 1:37 on the clock, 55-42. Here he goes. Fortune throws it in. He finds Tran. Tran moves the ball. Oh, it just totally goes in the hands of Carl Smith on that pass into the paint. Colton, what a beautiful fake pass over to the left, and he'll steal it with a nice layup on the right-hand side. 90 seconds. We've got Rainey Hamilton checking in one more time here for Lumen Christie. I think we're going to see the bench cleared here in about a minute. Shot goes up for Lumen Christie. It doesn't go down off the back of the iron. Picked up by Colton. He's got Joseph right in front of him on the left-hand side. He'll take it right behind the back pass. Joseph doesn't take the three-pointer. Instead, he moves it in inside the perimeter, and they'll pass it back outside. Playing keep away. Abraham Bravo. Oh, no, Colton Mack for three. The referee is right in front of him. And the coach calling for a little bit faster transition, but Tommy Tran is going to take his time, and we're under 6 here. Same point up by 25 points. They get it over to 22. Turn back the defense. Put it up. That was good. Foul called there. Second on call. That's him and Lebecki fighting for the rebound. Yep. Take a foul there on Carl. Better Gunderson checking in. I give everyone a chance to play here as well. But, no, all the players for Sandpoint are great. You can pull from the bench on both Sandpoint. Anthony will come in. And Carl Smith will sit down as Wolfpack comes in. That is here. All right. Becky with his second attempt here from the line. As it comes short of the rim. 40 seconds to go here in the game. Sandpoint's going to have possession. They just got broken down. See if they can't get a couple points on the board here. Abraham Bravo, he pulls up for a three-pointer. Oh, just a little short, but a brilliant line. Ryder ties up Randy Samuelson, and that's going to be a jump ball there. Randy got his arms around, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. Ryder was tugging on it. 29 seconds to go here. 25 points. Just a matter of running down the clock. Here comes Jeff Fortune, looking for the pass. He gets Randy. Randy passes back to Fortune, swept to the other side. Looking around. Randy's going to take it way downtown. Oh, just on the back of the iron. Becky puts it up. No good. Tipped out. Last touch by Sandpoint. So it's 9 seconds. They're going to call the play into action here. And they're going to send it outside to Randy Townsend for three. And again, just over the rim. Becky with the post back. That one is good. And just way too late, coach calls a full timeout here with 4 seconds on the clock. And calling a timeout here with 4 seconds on the clock and a 22-point lead for Sandpoint. Going to go ahead and sit down. I guess he wants to give his players a little bit of encouragement and talk before the end of the game. It was for Sandpoint. Did a great job revitalizing their game, coming back with a more energetic defense. Got the steals that they were looking for, and was able to start converting more on the offense, and they took it away, winning this game with a 23-point win. Unless something changes here, because Sandpoint's going to have possession of the ball as they throw it in. It's going to be a full-court press here. They're going to try to steal the ball back. And they do steal the ball back. It was a long lob, and Ryder gets a steal, fires one off in time. Oh, just a little off to the right-hand side, and there we go. That is the end of our games here on the road system. Both, all four squads are heading on their way to Bristol Bay for the Battle of the Bay. We'll have the update on what coverage we'll have there. But signing off from here, this is Austin Roof for the end of the 2017 Illusion Road System game. Marissa, thank you very much, and it's back to you.
All right, Austin, can we get the score really quick before you go?
Absolutely. Final score is 67-44. Sandpoint with the win.
67-44. All right. Thank you.